once when I was a year and a half. We were living in Newfoundland still. My parents had an electric kettle that had a plug-in. I was just learning to walk around in my kitchen and grabbed the electric cord to the kettle and it was boiling and pulled it down onto my arm and I got burned on this arm. I don't remember it at all, but it's a famous story in my family. And there's still a scar here. It used to be a lot clearer and it's shaped kind of like a half moon here. That's all that's left.
Accidental. Droppings of knives on feet.
You see someone tipping back on their chair. All of a sudden, they know that they're going back and there's nothing that's gonna stop it. And you see that look. It's the most human look that you'll ever see.
I have scars from scratching at mosquito bites the first time I went to Guyana with my mom and my uncle.
On my left eye, that's my brother's fault. He tried to kill me when I was a child. Although he denies it, but I remember.
Oh yes, I had sex scars. Scratches that would last. Apparently I've inflicted a few myself in my time.
The other time when I flipped over into a river in a snowstorm, and the cop drove up and said, "Are you okay?" Because I was standing knee-deep in water. And I looked at him and I said, "Oh yeah, I do this all the time." She thought I was completely nuts.
I do remember the sensation of spinning out of control in the car.
A photo shoot. She was being painted blue and turned to me or a couple of people at one point. She's like, "Wow, I don't feel very well." She's like, "I think I need to sit down." And someone went to get her a chair. And then she just collapsed in my arms. And then I fell to the floor and had her whole upper body in my lap. Her eyes were like rolled back and it was really scary. I felt really powerless. One of the most intense 15 seconds of my life. Or 30 seconds or whatever. I don't know, time doesn't exist at that point. So I don't think it was more than 20 seconds, but I couldn't tell you. But I remember it in very slow motion.
My uncle actually has written about this very phenomenon of the cleanup, where there can be a pileup of six cars, there can be X number of deaths, and he will ride by on his bike the next day and there'll be nothing there.
My car flipped over from a lane heading one way to the very far lane heading the other way, and flipped over many times and landed up on the roof of the car. It's very interesting when you lie upside down in your car and cars are whizzing by you on the highway and you want to get out. First of all, you have to figure out which side your seatbelt's on because you're upside down and everything's all discombobulated. And then I remember trying to open the car door because the roof was smashed down. I couldn't get the door open. And this amazing, amazing adrenaline rush. And I just said, "You fucking car, I'm sitting here upside down and you're not going to let me out." And I just rammed the door and opened it. And I have no idea how I did that. Adrenaline is a very amazing thing.
I was on the next block over between my house and my neighbor's house, and he was on the parallel street, and I saw something fly, and I wasn't sure what it was, and it was a 9-year-old boy. So they put stop signs on our street.
You hear that sound outside on the street, you hear that, and you always are just waiting, almost hoping that you're going to hear that crunch of metal in the back. That's never the sound you expect. It's the weirdest sound in a car crash. When you actually hear the metal hit, you expect this big TV boing type explosion, but it's just it's a dry sound.
Everybody explodes at some point in that city, and when somebody's exploding, people just like, "Oh, that person's exploding," and we just let them explode.
Ambulances and people, there was a man in a stretcher. I didn't know whether he was alive or not, but I think he was. In watching sort of the spectacle that had been created around this by just like the flashing lights and the people stopping and people coming to look and talking amongst themselves, I was resisting the urge to be just a spectator looking over the whole scene and shaking my head and walking on.
There was a lady in North Vancouver who dropped, accidentally or on purpose, they don't know, her baby off a bridge. The baby fell off this huge suspension bridge onto the rocks. It was a little infant with Down syndrome, and the baby was totally fine. You know why they said it was fine? Because it didn't have the sense to tense up its muscles and to try to protect itself, so it just bounced and had no problems.